Thank you for joining me, Estra, this Saturday, May 10th, 2014, for Talking About You with Estra from Seattle, Washington, USA. Each and every program, I want you to know that your car accident concerns matter. Whether it be about auto insurance claims, employer benefits applied for, Social Security disability, or long-term disability policies. I, Estra, personally realize outcomes depend on knowledge. This is the reason for Talking About You with Estra's radio show, Estra's TV, and blog. Building up your body in the midst of pain after a car accident is no easy task. Personal therapy is likely the starting place for most injured, rebuilding their bodies. Evaluating proper time for rest, exercise, nutrition, and emotional growth through the recovery process, which is a discovery all in itself. In fact, how many people know what to expect at their first physical therapy appointment? This alone can be a rude awakening when reality sinks in. Yet, it is very important to understand the reason why certain exercises are selected as part of your routine. This exercise provides insight into injury locations, types of injuries, and where to look for additional information on your specific circumstances. So join me, Estra, for a discussion on building up your body after injury today on radio show Talking About You with Estra. Today we'll spend our time talking about how you are feeling physically and emotionally, that bodies do talk, getting your body to move, enjoying both the good and bad days, and lastly, building up your body after injury. Place your questions or comments on Twitter, hashtag Estra's Radio Show, or Talking About You with Estra on Facebook. I'm listening to what you have to say about your car accident experiences. Have you taken a moment to make an honest assessment of where you are physically and emotionally today? What are you capable of? Are you able to tackle corners that bring stress? In my opinion, it's difficult to move forward when struggling to get the mind and the body moving. A great deal of energy is used when attempting to heal itself. Therefore, until expending less resources in recovery, it might be difficult to begin rebuilding your body. Furthermore, if getting the runaround with auto or LTD insurance companies, employers, or Social Security disability, this may be adding to your stress, creating a slower recovery time. Evaluate what is going on in life and coping mechanisms used to help with injuries along with any companies you are dealing with in response to a claim. Whatever plan you decide to follow on building up your body after injury, make sure it will work well with where you are in recovery. It's always advisable to check with your physician before starting a new workout. You want to build up your endurance, not make it worse. Gaining an understanding on how the body works helps to discern the impact of physical fitness. Moving forward towards building up your body after injury must build physical strength in a way that slowly allows for improvement. In this way, a balance is found between not doing enough or doing too much. A strong emotional IQ, meaning developing healthy ways of coping with psychological trauma after a car accident, which aids in the healing process both physically and emotionally, is valuable. There are many tools available to build up your emotional IQ online, and counseling can provide help in strengthening the mind. Remember, you are a whole person which may need nurturing in order to make a full recovery. Building a strong emotional IQ is especially important to learn if facing harassment and intimidation from corporations. This will provide methods of identifying inappropriate behavior, documenting it, and staying focused on recovery. Lastly, remember to think on good things. Building a positive attitude regardless of circumstances will bring desired goals into focus. This will be uplifting, balance out problems, and encourage solutions to be brought to the forefront of your mind. These are all possibilities to begin the journey of preparing for building up your body after injury. Each show, I like to share locations where you can come join me for additional conversations. So come on by and say hello. You can start on Facebook under Talking About You with Estra, Reddit on Estra's TV, Blogger, which is a great place, it's my official car accident site, and that's estras.blogspot.com, IMDD, which I'd love for you to come out and start sharing some comments on the pictures, and also watch my video Meet Estra as an introduction, and also go out to my eBay account, and my book, Car Accident by Estra, is available now. And it's great to keep in your glove box so that you, in case you have an accident, you're able to actually go to the back of the book, look at the checklist, and make sure you haven't forgot anything. You can also add things to that checklist. There's space. Also, you can listen to archives of Talking About You with Estra on iTunes under Talking About You with Estra. And you can also find it here, too, on Blog Talk Radio. So make sure to stop by and say hello and share experiences. It's nice to have a place to share car accident struggles and victories. As with life, it is indeed about the journey. Also recently released videos include harassment and intimidation of the injured. And it's common for people who file car accident claims with insurance companies, employer benefits, or Social Security claims that you find yourselves in situations of harassment and intimidation. So make sure you go out and take a look at that. And also we have out there Disability Surveillance 101 that also helps to bring these same issues to light. This video shares what to look for, privacy retention, documentation, and encouragement. Also, this last week I noticed an abundance of fake links placed on search engines by harassers. To ensure viewing legitimate links, look for the 3 stars on my official site. Also, all my sites are G-rated and acceptable for all audiences. Otherwise, you might be viewing a fake link. If you're unsure, go directly to my official website. Again, it's estras.blogspot.com or at Estras Radio Show on Twitter. And you can also find the videos, which are 34 of them out there on YouTube, under Estras TV user Estras blog. Excuse me, the 214 Car Accident Weekly Planner is available in case involved in a collision this year. You can stop by any time during the year if involved in a car accident to pick one up. Having both my book, Car Accident by Estra, and the 214 Car Accident Weekly Planner makes organizing, documenting, and information retrieval easier. So stop by. Under eBay, it's Estra's Car Accident Help. So spend time reading, watching, or listening for valuable accident wisdom, knowledge, and support information. In my opinion, bodies do talk, and it is helpful to listen. From my perspective, emotions are triggered by reactions from the body or vice versa. In other words, when an injury occurs in the body, such as when involved in a car accident, the body or the mind can go into shock, feel significant pain, or feel nothing at all. In all these cases, the body is communicating. It is up to us to figure out what this means and the best possible ways to solve any issues. Fortunately, many people are able to enlist the help of medical professionals to assist in this recovery. Yet, this is also involves knowing and learning about yourself, which also means trusting in you. For no one understands you better. The key is communicating the information to others who can help resolve injuries. Sometimes it takes work to reach a calm state in order to identify what the body is saying. At times, pain can be so overwhelming that the siren must be toned down a notch in order to be able to hear what the body is saying. And sometimes the siren going off is the signal. In my opinion, this may not be the opportune time to decide to build up your body. Healing takes time. Some people believe no pain, no gain. And for some, this technique works. And if this is what medical professionals recommend for you and it's working, continue on. However, if it's not working, check into other options. The key here is to recognize what stage of recovery you're in and what works for you. Most of us realize the initial start of building up your body after an injury can symbolize the first moves of a wheel. Typically, it starts out slow and builds momentum, and in most cases, this is the better way to begin. Endurance built quickly, in my opinion, can also lead to injury if not properly done. If you are new at this, help is available to get you off to the right start. If you are knowledgeable, still cut yourself a little slack until you reach a comfortable pace in recovery and your body is at the place where exercise is a welcome event. Eventually, exercising can become a pleasant experience due to the renewing of the mind and strengthening of the body. In my opinion, our lives are meant to be balanced, and when it gets off track, especially when involved in a car accident, it wants to restore that balance. Being confident that you will eventually get this balance is important. When you have a lot of things going on, it might take time to get there. If you are unable to start exercising at this point, begin to prepare yourself by doing other activities or watching exercise videos to get into the mindset. Once ready, it will be hard to hold the body back. Remember, this entire recovery is about you, about feeling and looking better. It's about returning or getting as close as you can to a previous state. Remember, never give up, and you will get there. Many people tell you to have faith. What I say to you is, faith is great to have, but action must also go along for the ride. Every day, listen to what your body is saying. What can you learn about it? How can you respond? What is your mindset? What can you accomplish today? Sometimes all that is required is getting your body to move. Other days, perhaps gentle exercise or maybe vigorous actions. The key is just to listen and act upon its request responsibly, meaning you are better for the efforts tomorrow. Getting in sync with who you are each day provides for a more rewarding experience and one that lifts up your body and your spirit. I find one of the best ways to get your groove back is to start off where it ended. Music is often a great way to bring back those memories and become engaged. Sing along with your favorite song, tapping your feet, nodding your head, whatever body part still works or wants to move. Gently recall past pleasures and enjoy this moment at your current level of movement. Perhaps you may start off being able to perform a movement only in your mind, and it moves gradually to one body part and perhaps another, or you are currently being able to do a portion of what could be done in the past. No matter where you are today, enjoy it. Enjoy it to the fullest. Sense the freedom it brings and think on once again achieving your full potential. Really, that's what it's all about. If a bit slow, water is a great way to get started and allows less pressure on the joints. The key is to get moving. Getting both the body and the mind going will bring a transformation and a satisfaction. Don't let anything or anyone hold you back. Just give your body the time and the space. You can start by doing a few stretches every morning, afternoon, or evening, whenever your body says, "Move me." Or you can stretch each time you get up to do something. There are many ways to incorporate movement into your day. One of the best things I've ever been told by a physical therapist is to start doing an activity, whether it be a chore, exercise, or something else. Continue doing it. Soon you will realize that it becomes easier, and I found this to be true. So it doesn't matter where you start off with a movement, because if you continue, in time you will be able to do more. Set a goal and then work to achieve it. Make sure it's realistic, otherwise it will defeat the purpose. It must be an obtainable goal. Once reached, savor in the victory, and then add something else to strive for in addition to what you've attained. Don't lose it. Keep it in the movement equation. A balanced body and mind is a very effective tool in reaching your optimum goals and dreams. It brings peace, comfort, and confidence that will add additional gains. Sometimes just being on the floor and moving around can increase your flexibility. There are many simple things you can do at home, in your car, at your desk, outside, anywhere, that can help you keep your body moving and building up an endurance. In fact, today, think of ways to increase movement throughout your day. Make it simple. Where is the best fit during the day for you? Does it help your energy levels? Do you need a nap afterwards? Either way, it's okay. As time goes on, more than likely your energy levels will improve, giving you greater stamina. How is your body telling you to move? Give it a gentle try. See how things work out. Explore creative ways to build your body after an injury. It just might be what you actually need in order to reach recovery in a fun and relaxing way. Enjoying both good and bad days is just a part of life. When accepting that you will indeed have both, especially when dealing with injuries from a car accident or facing challenges presented from filing insurance or employer claims, then moving through the journey becomes a bit easier. First, many people attempt to balance their highs and lows by maintaining a middle ground, and if this works for you, use it. Others prefer moving with the ups and downs and manage to adjust well on either end. Evaluate your temperament through experiences and find your preference. In my opinion, recognizing there will be both good and bad days creates an awareness that if in one place, the other may be coming to balance it out soon. The key from my perspective is to focus not on the circumstances of the moment, but the goal ahead. When keeping your goals in mind, such as being able to build up your body in a way each day, there's a satisfaction due to reaching daily targets. In this way, regardless of the difficulties in a day, you can always look to your accomplishment and feel at peace. Remember, there are many things in life we do not control, even though we'd like to be able to chart our path completely. These detours can provide new ways of viewing the world and change our way of thinking. Many things that happen in life provide an opportunity for growth. Therefore, when good experiences or bad days come, take a look at them, figure out what can be learned, what can be gained, and how you can stay balanced. The answers found can help build a brighter future by allowing insights of how to respond in future situations. In fact, this time may just be around the corner. Seems like things don't take long to come back around. So use this time to equip yourself. The bad blows can come our way and be detrimental. However, when looking at them from how you can take action, be proactive in turning a situation around. A satisfaction and confidence evolves that allows you to stand in the midst of misfortune, bringing rewards after doing your due diligence. There is always more than one way to view a situation. Realize your initial view may not be the only viable option. Choose to be flexible in who you are, how you view life situations, and more views will open up for you to see. Pain and suffering is not easy to control, even with medication to help. Yet recognizing another day will come and the agony will subside, bringing a renewed spirit that pain and or suffering can be endured for another day. This is also a reason why staying optimistic is important. In order to take the high road, you've got to look up. In other words, you must be willing to look on the bright side of a dark situation. And by doing so, more avenues will open up, availing more choices. Yes, it is evident all experience both good and bad days. The decision is what we will do with it. Will you allow it to make you miserable? Will you recognize better days are ahead, in fact, perhaps just around the corner? Will you decide to open up the playing field to see about other available options? The choice is yours to make only. Recognize the decision will set the stage for the path in which life moves forward. Moving in a positive direction, in my opinion, will lead to more hopes and dreams fulfilled if given the time. Building up your body after injury does take perseverance. For most, getting started is not easy, and once you get started, stopping isn't easy. Yet the purpose of building up your body is to get the most out of your day, to restore fitness, flexibility, to be comfortable in performing daily activities, moving from injury to well-being. This is what it's really about, taking care of yourself. You are still the most important person in this equation, allowing yourself to continue on and obtain what was on your mind prior to injury, or in some cases, totally change the trajectory is where you actually wanted to be, making a difference in your life and the lives of others. How many different ways have you discovered to begin moving your body? The list is endless and preferences are unique. But one thing is the same, the goal. Looking back after overcoming an injury can be rewarding. It takes, in many cases, a strong will to move on, to let go of the hurt and pain, the disappointment, yet also acknowledge the development of additional strength and courage. It's all part of the journey, and the transformation is both inside and out. Take this opportunity to build a new life, a new way of thinking, a demonstration of how life can take detours and make it back on track. Because this is what living is all about, from change to transition. From the beginning, we do not know where life will take us, what it holds, and we also do not know what to expect in the future. All we can do is live life to the fullest each and every day. And when the unexpected, such as a car accident, comes our way, we can embrace this challenge and turn it into a victory on our journey. Struggles in life are there to overcome, and by the cross of each hurdle, we learn to grow. This creates a willingness to face whatever challenges come our way and realize the good and bad days create whom we become. Extend your dreams out much further than ever imagined. Go and begin building up your body. The only way for you to go is up. You can do it. Send me an update on Twitter, hashtag Estra, let's get going. I believe in you. Keep the faith and the action. We want to extend a special thank you to Audacity, InternetArchives.org, and the musicians. Make sure to actually take our this week's survey. It's on settlements. It's now available for your input. Only with your support can we demonstrate the experiences of people involved in traffic collisions. Please take this 3-minute survey and tell us how you've been affected. You can find it out on Facebook under Talking About You with Estra, along with at Estra's Radio Show on Twitter, hashtag Estra Accident Surveys. Let's meet back here next Saturday, same time, same day. No matter what you're going through, remember to keep your head up and never give up. The information contained on Talking About You with Estra is not all-inclusive in assisting individuals in discerning information related to a car accident. Individuals seeking specifics on their case should seek professional assistance. The First Amendment of free speech has allowed Estra's radio show, Estra's blog, and TV to state her opinion in addition to her callers and guests, which reflect life experiences. Talking About You with Estra is in no way liable for misuse of the material. For more information, contact Sunlight Publishing, LLC, P.O. Box 69082, Seattle, Washington, 98168. Thank you.